Hello, 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 and welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. I am your host, Alicia Richard, and I am extremely excited about today's episode. But girlfriend, before we hop right on in, I would like to say thank you to someone that actually left us a 5-star rating, and she wrote us a review. And her review, she is saying, amazing. Your podcast has blessed my soul. Keep doing what you are doing. Thank you for being authentic and not following the trends. Girlfriend, let me tell you, thank you so much for actually writing us a review and leaving a review. I really, really appreciate it. If you all haven't done so, please make sure that you write us a review and leave us a 5-star review. That way people can actually find the show and actually know how it is to live a rich life. So thank you so much for leaving that review. So today we will be talking about what is a personal brand and the 4 ways to build a strong personal brand. Now, girlfriend, wait a minute. Have you been thinking about starting a business during like this COVID-19 time? And you're like, wait a minute, Alicia, how do I do it? How do I build a personal brand that stands out? How do I monetize my expertise? How do I go past fear and really just share my story? This episode is all for you. Okay, so you may be asking, what is branding? Branding is your story. Branding is your core values. It's your uniqueness. It's your voice. It's the way that you say things. And branding is what you post online. So now let's differentiate the difference between a personal brand and a business brand. A personal brand is connected to an individual. It's when you can clearly put a face to the business. It's the person behind the business. So let's think about people like Beyonce and Oprah and Marie Forleo. They have built such huge success. However, they are still the person behind a brand. Now, a business brand are brands that are focused on like large businesses with many employees. An example of a big business brand would be Target, MAC Cosmetics, or the iPhone. So as we are talking about the difference between a personal brand and a business brand, let's go back to Beyonce, because this is the best way that I can explain what a personal brand is. So Beyonce is married to Jay-Z. We know that Beyonce has twins. We know that Beyonce has a daughter named Blue Ivy, and we also know that Beyonce sung with Destiny's Child. So that is Beyonce's story. Therefore, that is a part of her personal brand. However, when we think about Target, we really don't know much about Target. However, when we go down the aisles of Target, we know that the store is beautiful. We know that we like the store, and we know the experience that we get from going to Target, and we also know the logo. However, we do not know the story behind Target unless we Google it. So that is the difference between Beyonce via personal brand versus Target, which is a business brand. Okay, so I know you may be like, okay, Alicia, yeah, girl, thank you, but how can I build a personal brand? And my question to you is, what is your story? And your story has everything to do with your personal brand. Your story is the thing that makes you unique. What is your why, and why are you inspired to become an entrepreneur? So when you have a personal brand, you position yourself as an expert to your targeted audience. You are able to monetize yourself and actually profit from who you are because of your level of experience in your area of expertise. So building a personal brand is so important because when a prospective client is going to purchase your product, they not only just look at your business page, but they are also viewing your posts. They want to see how consistent you are. They are looking at your aesthetics and they are like, oh my gosh, I wonder if this girl resonates with me. So before someone makes a huge investment in your business, they are looking for someone who they know, like, and trust. And they are looking for someone who is relatable. So are you being relatable to your ideal client? They also want to know if you understand them as an individual. Do you understand what your ideal client is struggling with? Do you understand what they are trying to achieve? And do you display that with your marketing, your branding words, your posts, and with your photos? So realistically, you are already branding yourself on social media. However, now you are going to strategically place yourself as an expert so that you could build your personal brand. Say we have Marlia, and Marlia is a 32-year-old female who wants to start a business as a professional cosmetologist. The story behind her wanting to become a professional cosmetologist, because in sixth grade, Marlia started getting teased by her hair. Marlia's mom started a new job, and Marlia's mom could no longer keep up or maintain Marlia's hair. Once Marlia started going to school, she started getting teased by her classmates. Her classmates started teasing her about her hair and how it wasn't maintained. And Marlia started to cry. She started to get low self-esteem. And she was also bullied. So Marlia started braiding her hair. She started styling her hair. And she learned how to maintain her hair. And over the course of time, Marlia got so good at doing her hair until her classmates no longer teased her, but then they started to compliment her on her hairstyle, her braids, and how she was maintaining her hair. So, because Marlia got so many compliments from her classmates, she went to cosmetology school, and now she is a 32-year-old wanting to start a business. That's her story. Her story is she got teased. She got tired of being bullied. Her mom got a job and could not maintain her hair. Marlia started doing her own hair. And now she wants to start a business. That is her brand story. So what I want you to do from here on out is think about your brand story. Think about what are those things that happened in your life that has led you to actually want to become a creative entrepreneur. So that's the derivative of Marlia's business. And what is your business? What does your ideal client struggle with? And how can you help them to solve their problem? So I'll give you a little example about my story. It was one time during the spring, my husband and I actually went to a wedding and I saw another photographer and I was like, oh my gosh, if this photographer can do it, I know that I could do it. So I was inspired. And I was like, wow, you know, I love what they are doing, how they are interacting with the couple. So that December, my husband purchased me my first camera. And since then, I have been able to turn my side hustle into a full-time job. So that is my story. My story and a part of my brand, it came from inspiration. I saw someone else doing it. I was intrigued by what they were doing it. So I wanted to do it as well. So when somebody would ask me a question, they would say, Alicia, how did you get into photography or why do you do photography? My response is, I was inspired by someone else. Marlia's story was she went through pain, so she had to learn how to do her own hair. So what is your story? And all of your story, every single pain, every single struggle, every single thing that you have ever gone through in your life, that is your story. So that is a big chunk of your personal brand and what will help you to stand out. Okay, so the next thing is your brand words. As you are building your personal brand, it is so important for you to develop your brand words. What would people say about you when you leave the room? What are their reactions when you exit the room? What will people begin to say? Like, will people say, oh my gosh, I really like her. She really resonates with me. So your brand words, that's your tone, that's your voice, that's how you are going to market yourself on social media and from here on out. Once you have your words, you are going to translate that into the images that people see, into the photos that people see, and you are going to use your ideal words to get your ideal client's attention. So if you were to describe yourself in three words, what would it be? Are you funny? Are you confident? Are you creative? Are you thoughtful? What I want you to do is to brainstorm all of the words that describe you as an individual, and you can come up with as many words as you want to help someone to know who you are as a person. And those words are going to be the words that resonate with your personality. Those are going to be the words that you use so that your future clients will know all about your brand. As you are developing your brand words, the next thing I want you to do is to ask three of your closest relatives or friends. Now, you don't have to tell them why you are doing this activity. Just send a text message or let someone know, let your siblings know. Just say, hey, when you think of me, what are the three words that come to mind? Now, I want you to have a natural conversation. And if they say something that you really don't like, don't be like, girl, why did you say that? No, just have an authentic conversation with them and let them really just tell you words. If they come up with more than three words, then that's fine. But ask your closest friend or your relative, what are the three words that they think of when they think of you? And those are going to be the words that you use. The next step as you are developing your brand words is to ask someone on social media. So do a post and ask on the post. You could either do it through Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media platform you use, and ask them the same thing. So you could say, hello, what are the three words that come to mind when you think of me? And as all of your Facebook friends or Instagram friends, wherever you do this post, this is for social media, for them to actually say what they think of you. And I want you to write those things down too. So as you are writing these words down, you now have words from yourself, how you describe yourself. You now have words on how your closest friends and your relatives think about you. And you now have words that social media has said about you. So you take all of those words, every single word that people have written down about you, you pick which ones that resonate with your brand and the words that actually resonate with you. You could pick three words. I would recommend picking three words. However, if you want to pick four, I would say four, that's fine. But three is good enough. So as you are picking your three words, those words resonate with you. Those words resonate with your brand. And that is what you are going to show your ideal client based on the words that you choose, your branding words. So I will give you another example. So we have Elise. Elise is a 29-year-old female, and her words are multi-passionate, confident, and family-oriented. And Elise have a burning desire to start a photography business. My suggestion to Elise would be to brand herself with those words. So she may be saying, Alicia, okay, I'm multi-passionate. I'm also confident and I'm family-oriented. How can I brand myself because I want to be a photographer? So I would say, Elise, that if you are multi-passionate, I would encourage you to take photos of those skills that you have. So let's say if one of her passions are painting, actually show yourself with the canvas, with the paintbrush, painting in your creative room or in your art room. Show yourself painting. If you are family oriented, show your clients photos with you and your kids, photos with you and your spouse, photos with you engaging with your children, because all of that is a part of your brand. If you are confident, then the next thing that you could do is is you could actually share your story and you would say, I remember a time when I wasn't confident about starting a business. I remember a time when I was afraid, and now I've developed the confidence to start a business. So all of that is a part of your story. So when you go on Instagram, when you go on Facebook, when you go on any social media platforms, you tell your story because you are using the photos along with your branding words. And I hope and pray that this is really resonating with you all. But that is how you give people a visual experience based off the words that you have created from the list of your family, yourself, and your Facebook friends. So now we are going to get into the marketing strategy and the visibility on how you are going to promote your personal brand. Remember that as you are creating your personal brand as a multi-passionate individual or a content creator or a consultant, what you want to do is to show up on social media consistently. You want to create the Oprah effect. And when I say Oprah effect, I want your followers to know that you are going to show up on this day and at this time every single week. You are going to show up rain or shine, no matter what happens, pandemic or not. You know that this person is going to be there. So that is what you are going to do when you are creating an Oprah effect in your brand. That brings me to this. So where is your brand home? Is your brand home going to be on Facebook? Are you going to be on Instagram? Are you going to be on Pinterest? Are you going to create a podcast? Girlfriend, they have TikTok, YouTube, it's LinkedIn. There are so many different social media platforms. So as you are building your personal brand, I want you to really think about, where are you going to have your audience? Where is your targeted audience? And I also have a workbook. You could actually purchase it below, and it is about your ideal client profile. So if you really want to, you know who you are talking to, how to talk to them, and what to do, and where they're hanging at on social media, I would highly encourage you to get the ideal client profile. Then that way you can know who you are targeting with your brand. So that is very important. And that is something that I also use as well. Personally, I really do. I really created it for myself. However, let's go back. Okay, so know where you are going to promote your brand. Know where you are going to promote your business. Where are you going to be at on social media, and how can they get in touch with you? So are they going to find you on Instagram? Are they going to find you on a podcast? Are they going to find you through your business card? So think about where you are going to show up, and whatever platform that you decide to show up at, show up consistently. Like, show up rain or shine, regardless of what happens, because remember what I said, people buy from someone who they know, like, and trust. So choose your platform where you are going to market yourself. Choose a platform where you are going to tell your story, and choose a platform where you can be consistent. As you start to grow your social media presence, please remember that I do have a social media planner that is down below. You can purchase it if you want. I've used it myself, and it has been very, very handy. The last thing that I want to talk to you about as you are building your personal brand, how to start and grow your personal brand as a multi-passionate creative, I want you to be your authentic self. I'll say that one more time. Be your authentic self. Now, on social media, it is so easy for you to compare yourself. You compare yourself to someone else's finances. You compare yourself to someone else's business. You compare yourself to someone else's body, to someone else's lifestyle, to someone else's worth. And you're almost like, oh my gosh, like, how can I do this? My best advice that I could give to you when it comes to learning how to build a personal brand is to be yourself. When you are authentic, when you are yourself, when you are who you are, people could tell. And people could tell where rather you are a duplicate or people could tell if you are just who you are because you genuinely love what you do. So no longer do I want you to sit and compare yourself with someone else. When you are authentic, that is what's going to separate you from anyone else. When you tell your story, that is what's going to separate you from anyone else. When you know what your brand words are, that is what's going to separate you from anyone else. So when you show up as a mompreneur, when you show up as a multi-passionate individual, when you show up and you go past fear and you go past what others may think, you go past how anyone may perceive you, and you just say, here I am, and I am going to stand in my truth. If you like it or not, that is fine. But I guarantee you that when you are your authentic self, when you are who you are, then the right person will come. And you know what? Just start off being your authentic self and say that if I could just be myself for one person, if I could just change one person's life, then that's what counts. So be yourself. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Don't be afraid to have your branding words and say, you know what? This is who I am. Don't be afraid. If you feel like you want someone that wants to work with you, that if you feel like you are someone that you want someone to understand you and your business as a multi-passionate person, and you're like, sweet Jesus, how do I do all of this stuff? I am here to help you. I am here to help you to grow your brand. I am here to help you to grow your business. If you would like to schedule a call with me one-on-one where I literally go through and I talk to you, please make sure that you visit the link below, because I am doing this episode. I'll say this and I'll close out. But I know that so many people have been thinking about a business during this COVID-19 time. And right now is a time for you to literally talk to someone so that they could help you. And I am here to help you, to talk to you, to help you to build your personal brand, to help you just stand out, to help you just to be your authentic self and to be who you are called to be. So if you feel like I am the person for you with the A Rich Life podcast, and I come here every single week, if you feel like you like this brand, if you feel like you like me as a person, I would definitely tell you, like, girl, let's work together. Let's work together. Let's get it done. So thank you all so much. If you all have been listening to the podcast for a long time and you reached the end, please make sure that you purchase Godfidence. Godfidence is my whole entire album. If you need a little inspiration, a little encouragement, if you are washing your dishes and you finish listening to the podcast and then you're like, oh my gosh, I want to hear a little bit of music, Godfidence is definitely the album for you to purchase. So thank you so much for everyone that has supported us thus far. I really appreciate you. I know that you all are jamming to the music. I will leave the links below so that you can have the ideal client link profile down below. I will also leave the Godfidence link below. Last thing but never least too, while we are closing out, I'll say this and you all can go. Please make sure that you follow us on Instagram, and we also have a Pinterest account as well. And this is also a blog post. So make sure that you check out the website, because we are updating everything. If you would like the show notes, if you would like the graphics, if anything, you could just follow us on Pinterest, follow us on Instagram, follow us on the website. We are in so many different places because we are here to serve you. So thank you so much. I appreciate you all. I want you all to live a rich life, mind, body, soul, and business. Thank you all, ladies, so much, and I will talk to you all next week. Will you help me?
to help me to go on.
Lord, will you help me to stand and not fall?
I need you, I need you, I need you.
Help me to walk and not crawl.
Lord, I realize I can't do this all by myself. I need your courage and strength. Lord, I need your help. Because life is full of ups and downs, happy times, smiles, and someday frowns. But my hope lies in you, because my strength